I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next with Allie Burlow, who just had a chance to hang out with a couple of shiitake farmers on Martha's Vineyard.
I just learned that shiitake mushrooms are a good source of protein, good enough to replace beef even. And I never thought of a mushroom as an animal.
Mushrooms, like animals, create their bodies from digesting other sources of food, and it's actually protein.
That's Tucker Forsheimer, co-founder along with his friend and business partner, Truman French, of Martha's Vineyard Mycological. These guys grow shiitakes using strains from Japan and inoculating oak logs with the spawn. Here's Truman.
The shiitakes are taking the cellulose in the logs and converting them into protein, much as if you eat celery, you take and convert that into animal protein, and the protein that they're converting into is chitin, which is similar to what actually insects are doing.
And here's another thing that's surprising. When you put shiitakes out in the sun to dry them, they tan, and they absorb all that vitamin D.
It's the same pigment that's in your skin as melanin, and that's why the caps, you actually, when they're more in the sun, they get darker.
Of course they do. Mushrooms could not get any weirder. Lucky for us, though, that out on Martha's Vineyard, we have the perfect medium for growing shiitakes. Here's Truman again.
And we're fortunate on the vineyard because it typically grows basically monoculture oak. So if you see 95% of the trees here are oak varieties. And shiitakes, fortuitously enough, are oak mushrooms.
Shiitake in Japanese literally means oak mushroom.
And if we had large amounts of manure, which is what portobellos are grown on, we would do that. But there isn't a huge cattle industry here. So we're utilizing the local waste product, which in this instance is oak, and shiitakes prefer oak.
Seems like food production in terms of rot.
Yeah, or in utilizing underutilized waste products, which at least on Martha's Vineyard wood is, because there's no viable timber industry. And so anything that was typically being cut down previously was just being chipped or burned. And this is a nice intermediary stage where you can get some food production out of it.
It's easy to go all dreamy and mystical mushroom out at their shiitake yard. It feels like it's in the middle of nowhere. And under this forest canopy, they've stacked these tall piles, like Lincoln logs, that are in various stages of decay. The logs have been inoculated with strains of mycelium, the fungal body, and that's running through them. They have fantastical names.
This one's probably Double Jewel. Other ones have names like Bluochka and Night Velvet. What's the new one, Truman?
Oh, Beltane.
Beltane, which is like a Celtic god or something. Yeah. But here, these ones look like they're coming out in little clusters, which is cool. So you have two, these little pins right here are their own individual mushrooms. At that stage, they're called primordia.
During the summer months, they're harvesting around 40 pounds of shiitakes a day. And that'll probably keep increasing until the weather cools.
This is maybe a tenth of an acre, and we're producing 500 to 600 pounds of protein per week off of that. And so if you looked at what the equivalent would be for cattle, it would be 20 to 30 times that area.
And so I'm sure everyone is becoming very familiar with how water-intensive beef is, not because the cows are drinking a lot of water, but because they're being fed very water-intensive crops. So corn, grains, barleys, it's all being grown in a very water-intensive way. And so ultimately, the pound of beef that you're producing has used about 70 times as much water as we would use here to produce a pound of mushroom protein.
Cooking with these wild harvested mushrooms is really familiar. Here's Tucker's go-to.
You sear them. You cook them like meat, like you're tossing bacon on a skillet. Think of it like that, because they're not going to give up a bunch of water. They're very dry, they're dense, and because it's protein, it browns, the edges get crispy, it gets a nice sear on it, just like a really nice piece of meat.
Truman, on the other hand, prefers to drizzle them with butter or olive oil and then cook them under the broiler. The shiitakes you find in a grocery store, the ones wrapped in plastic, they've been grown in temperature-controlled and artificially humidified warehouses on a sawdust medium that's been sterilized through pasteurization. Here's Truman and then Tucker.
So what that does is you actually increase your carbon footprint by 4 or 5 times. So this is a much more environmentally gentle way to produce mushrooms.
Just the idea that we should grow what's sensible to grow in an area and stick to things that you can do locally at scale. But because this makes so much sense on this island with what we have, we should be doing more of it.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can see some photos and get a recipe for Truman's own shroom chowder. Just visit our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.